Remember this address, narijohnson.com.au. It's going to lead you to a fascinating read. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to see the kids are in the foyer.
They are. They're my entourage for today.
The entourage. Yeah. I love this. But you've got a new book. This is your first book. And it's all about a letter to my 10-year-old self. How glorious is this? Now, let's talk about the road to getting here. You've always wanted to write a book?
Yes, I've always wanted to write a book, my own book, and this opportunity came up this year to do a co-authored book where I was able to work with 24 other authors as well as industry experts, publishers, marketers, advertisers.
So it really opened up your eyes?
Absolutely. I was not prepared for the amount of effort and work required to write a book. In a good way, though, mm-hmm. It was an amazing experience and very, very thankful that the opportunity came up.
Okay. Well, before we talk about my 10-year-old self, book number two, it's in the works, is it?
It already is, yes. I've got.
So you've got the bug.
Yes, I do, yes. So I've got a second anthology arranged for the middle of 2021.
Have you?
Which I'm working on at the moment. And then I'll be looking at writing my own book.
Oh, very, very good. So small steps.
That's it. That's
it's remarkable.
Way.
You've got the bug. You can't let go.
That's it.
I love it. Now, the book of positive nurturing for the self, A Letter to My 10-Year-Old Self, is a collection of letters written by adults that navigated pain and adversity. Mm. I'm thinking to myself, how touching is this book?
There are some really amazing stories inside the book, and there's some authors that have revealed some very raw and honest experiences that they've been through in their life. My story is not about pain, but more about what it is that's led me to be who I am and why mm-hmm. I am the way that I am.
So you're basically stepping into yourself and you pulled out some magic.
That is exactly what has happened, yes.
You know, and they're the best stories, aren't they?
Yeah, I absolutely loved the experience and just the reflection it was able to, and the insights I was able to gain on myself.
Okay, so with your co-authors, I mean, tell me about the people that got involved.
Yeah, so there's a wide range of people that are predominantly Australia-wide. We've got one in the UK and one in New Zealand as well. Mm-hmm. And they're just sharing stories. They're either employees or they're working for themselves or they're in the coaching field where they've devoted their lives to lifting others up and empowering people to truly step into themselves.
That's remarkable. Mm. So these letters have been written by real people and contain actual events.
Absolutely. Yep, not a fiction book at all.
Did you have a teary eye when
yes.
you read through some of the letters?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So this is going to be a great Christmas stocking filler?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so how do we get the book? And it's a local book, I might add. I think that's just wonderful.
Yes.
A Letter to My 10-Year-Old Self, available how?
So at the moment you can purchase it on ebook, Amazon and iBooks and
yes.
Barnes & Noble. You can also pre-order the hard copy, which are still in print but are only a week away. You can grab them from my website as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble and a couple of other high-profile bookstores online.
Fantastic. And what's your address?
My website is www.nairijohnson.com.au.
Well done on the book. I'm looking forward to reading your second book. I'll download this because I always need a good Christmas book to read, especially when you're on the beach somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, I love these sort of books.
And it's fantastic that it's in bite-sized pieces so you can read end-to-end in one sitting if you're only a 15 to 20-minute person who likes to sit down for a short time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Now, what about these kids over here? You know, who have you got in the foyer?
Yeah, so I've got my three children, Madison, Alan and Sarah. They're on school holidays. And I've also got my daughter's friend, Lily, with us.
Oh, my God. You've
yes.
got the entourage and a half, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
So how do you entertain them on your school holidays?
So Madison and Alan are fairly self-sufficient, being older children.
Yep.
Alan likes to spend a bit of time at my workshop in Bursica, in my mechanical workshop that I own with my husband.
Yeah, that's Johnson's four-wheel drive.
That's it.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so he gets immersed in there, but what about the young ones?
So the young ones like to spend time with family and also share the love with vacation care and play with her school friends.
Oh, I like it. And that's what it's all about. Christmas just around the corner. This is going to be a great read. I haven't read it yet, but I've just got this inkling, you know, just reading the notes and everything. Mm. There's going to be some pretty powerful memories in these pages.
Yes, yes. And it's a very inspirational book, to be honest. And I am very thankful that I was able to work with the authors that I was able to work with.
And what's your new book going to be?
The new book is called Empowered Women Empower.
Oh.
So version one of that book was released at the end of this year, the end of last year or the start of this year.
Right.
And it was called Empowered Women Empower the World. And this is a second part to that book. And I'm going to be contributing to that one. So there's less writers in the new book.
Fantastic. And what about your better half? Does he now not see you anymore because you're in there with your, you know, I was going to say typewriter, but, you know, they don't make those anymore, do they?
No.
But are you there on the laptop, you know, pounding out the words every night?
Yes. The running joke in my family is that he's my trophy husband. So he is honestly an amazing bloke and I'm very thankful to have him in my life. He's been in my life for a very long time and we're a very good team and he picks up the slack where I drop it.
Fantastic. Well, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And I'm sure that a letter to my 10-year-old self will be a bestseller.
Thank you. Thank you.